And now, there's no one in the bathroom, but let's murder him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Shady.
Chapter 11. Charlie didn't come until 10:30 came around. By then, Margaret had made breakfast, conjugated Latin, blabbed on the phone with Diana for an hour, and passed the rest of the time taking sauces and jellies from the refrigerator and smearing them in Charlie's hair. Desperate to talk to her father, she had also gulped down enough speed to keep Man O' War awake through 6 Kentucky Derbies. But one consequence was that she couldn't hear, and she couldn't focus on TV, and her pupils were unresponsive. When Charlie finally came to, he was quick to hit her over the head with garden shears. It was a typical day for Charlie. The sky was amarillo red, the air was hot to suffocating, and when a herd of apes attacked him, well, he knew he was home. Meanwhile, the streets had been paved with society's last remnants of humanity. Margaret had seen to that, pouring a vial of her dad's green blood and a sample of his insect-infected soil into the mix. Charlie contemplated atoning for all of his sins, then looked at the jug of Eduardo Najera in front of him and decided, fuck it. He was in no mood to atone. The world was shimmering in front of him and he didn't know why. Finally, he picked up the glass of Eduardo Najera and threw it into the cesspool outside, which begged the question, how do you concoct a cure for the Eduardo Najeras? Margaret knew she was losing her homeboy. You want to talk to Mom, don't you? Can I talk to Tone Loke, too? Charlie asked, hunting with his hands for his balsamic pants. I suppose you could, his sister responded. Nah, I don't see it. Not in this. He's a traitor, Charlie proselytized. I must say, he's our father. He's trying to make life where no man should make life, I must say. Enough! Margaret spouted. I've had enough of your meandering mishmash of mush. It's, hey, quiz kid, at least I don't talk right in front of into your fucking brain. Charlie thought sugar was H2O. I think, therefore, I've got good reason to be fucked up. Come on! Give me your best shot to the head. Go on! You're always axing to get whacked upside your STP. Margaret had to set her brain to record. I asked you to shut the fuck up. Is that so much to ask? But your sadomasochism does answer a lot of questions. Charlie sat down, but didn't reply. I just talked to that silly cunt, Diana, Margaret admitted. Charlie was still biting. Okay, well, she told me that if I don't go to hell when I die, I might go to heaven, Margaret said, suddenly nervous. Diana thinks shit like this and then calls the police. What? Charlie's succubus sauce was visibly leaking from his cranium. Dad doesn't want to create evil, does he? Why does Diana call the cops? I don't know, Margaret said with her tongue. It's just shit you do when you're Diana. But she insists that she doesn't turn into anybody. She mostly complains about what vile motherfuckers the conscious were, and then she hangs up. Dad is not certifiably loony, Charlie stated from the ether. He's stupid. He's what? Margaret thought at Charlie. What is he? This ESP actually took hours to reach Charlie's brain. There was a backload of Charlie's own thoughts that had decided to stroll the garden instead, treating Charlie's brain like a hedge maze. When suddenly the kitchen door opened and there, Dad invited them in. Margaret actually looked stupider than Charlie. I don't believe it. Shoot me. Maybe we should talk to the old man first, Charlie said. They ambulated their entrails into the kitchen. Dr. Berger, wearing only a baseball cap, was cooking toast and soup over an open garbage fire. Hello, children, he said in the nude. Lunch is on me. Huh? You made us lunch? Charlie was momentarily humbled by his dad's half-assed gesture. Well, I set the garbage on fire and I threw in some bread and cans of soup. Dad, we have to talk, Margaret said very seriously. We can talk after I put out the fire, he said, evidently under the influence of several drugs. Sit. You seem tense. I'll prove to you that I'm dealing with a full platter, and then I want to see if you agree. Margaret and Charlie sat down like the obedient, sugar-laden fucksticks they were. What is this? Charlie exclaimed. Two pieces of toast were melting over a steaming metal can. Everything was green and puke-like. It's pureed dad bullcrap, Charlie decided not so obediently. It's different bullcrap, Dr. Berger replied mysteriously, a pie in the face of public taste. Usually my bullcrap isn't pureed. Come on, I'll prove it. I'll turn you both into sourpusses. Ah, too late. Dad, you've never made us lunch. You're always in the can, Margaret said, trying not to sound suspicious or look down from her dad's eyes. My only desire is to be a better robber baron, he said. Did I just say better robber baron? I meant Latter-day Robin Hood. You should rot in my laboratory. Wait, did I just say, Dad? Margaret yelled, we're not going to rot in anyone's laboratory, and we're not eating canned soup over flaming garbage can. Your mother called this morning, Dr. Berger injected. When? Margaret asked, and then regretted asking. This morning! Dr. Berger yelled. Do I look like I'm wearing a watch? I'm supposed to be concocting new flu strains that you can't hear until the telephone rings. What did he just say? Charlie asked. We're not going to hear the flu coming? It was actually your Aunt Leonard who called, Dr. Berger said, suddenly, sullenly coherent. And she said your mom is in intensive care. She forgot to register pro-American with the notary Republican. Pantovia! Two siblings screamed in sync. George W., Dr. Berger obfuscated, sleeping with the fishes. Hey, Charlie said while stopping a cockroach, aren't you going to have a little of your own bullcrap? No, his father said quickly. I'm incoherent. And as if to prove his point, he lowered his arms into the flaming garbage can. Margaret watched as his dad has his back hair smoldered. Daddy, you're back, she started to say, but the old fuck interrupted. I've been here the whole time, I'll prove it! And he pulled out two flaming hands full of garbage. Prove what? Charlie was not a fan of existence. That, you're fucking on fire? I believe the proper term is immolated, doctor insisted impatiently. It's actually very spiritual. While you're contemplating philosophy, your fucking skin is melting away! Who needs skin? And the minute he said that, the fire went out and the good doctor was covered in some mysterious substance. Margaret was stunned. Either this was hell or she was swearing off espressos forever. Dad is so anal. He insists on putting commas where they clearly are not called for. And yet he's dancing around naked and setting himself on fire, she thought of her brother. Don't fucking do that, her brother shot back. I've had a hard time figuring out commas. He's supposed to be making lunch. What the fuck is this? Why don't you just tell him? What is happening to us? Margaret pleaded as if this was the first strange crap their father had told. He's treating us to last week's garbage, Charlie ventured. He's transforming into a dancing Dante's Inferno. Is what I'm thinking fucking with your head? No ideas, but in my head, Margaret thought. But it was too late. They'd been terrorized by a queer fellow who danced one too many dances on the dark side of darkness. What have I succeeded in donning? Their dad exclaimed even more impatiently than his last impatient outburst. He left his right hand in the air as if it had had a question to ask. I've donned the Sistine Chapel. Well, go on. Why are you still here? The siblings left the kitchen like the cockroaches they resembled. They didn't even care that they hadn't eaten lunch. But they hadn't eaten lunch. But they did care that they had seen their dad's back hair and bare butt. They just couldn't take it anymore. Come on, come on! Dr. Berger screamed, gulping down smoldering coffee grounds from the trash can. Why are you still here? Not for lunch? Get out! Go on! It's not like we have some kind of alternative, jackass, Margaret thought. Her hand trembled as she opened the door, and then she heard the crunching of bone.
Wow.
That's it.
Bam!
Very nice.